ABC Radio Australia.
We head back to PNG, where a medical doctor has urged Papua New Guineans to look at following family planning methods to limit the number of children they may have due to social and economic challenges that many families are facing. Professor Glenn Moeller, head of the School of Medicine and Health Sciences at the University of PNG, made this comment this week, saying family planning is the way to go and other health awareness information must be given to people about the consequences of having too many children. The population of PNG is said to be well over 10 million, although the correct number is not known. Dr. Mary Bagita is a paediatrician and gynaecologist with the Port Moresby General Hospital, and she told Caroline Turman she fully supports Professor Moeller's statement.
I think that's a very sensible and responsible statement that he has made, and also it should be really taken into consideration by parents-to-be or parents who have only one or two children to think about having the number of children one should have. It's better to plan in advance before you have the children, to plan how many children one can look after and afford and raise so that the children are happy and well-rounded. Yeah, so I believe it's a very responsible, a really good statement, and it should be taken seriously by parents to be young people who in the future will be parents, some of them, and parents who already have children. It's a good conversation to have with your children, your grandchildren, and just everyone around. It really should be a talking point considering the circumstances, the economic situation that we're in at the moment.
Dr. Mary, what are the consequences of having too many children?
I think the consequences we can look at from many aspects. We can look at it from the medical point of view. Obviously, having too many children is a risk for mothers. The risk of heavy bleeding because now your womb is not functioning as effectively as it did when you first had the first child. So there are medical problems related to that. We have high risk of dying if women are having too many children. And when a mother dies, obviously, she's leaving behind a child or children that don't have a mother. So we do encourage women when they come that dying is a big risk and we don't want mothers to die and leave children without a mother. And then you have to look at the socioeconomic side of having too many children, lots of children, not enough finances and support to feed, clothe, nourish, educate the children, and then all the social problems that stem from the inability to raise our children properly. So I think I'll probably leave it at that. There's so many social problems, economic problems, apart from the medical problems with having too many children.
What about the financial side of things with having too many children?
Financially, when children are babies, it's sort of easier to look after babies in terms of finances, that they don't really need that much intake, just breastfeeding, maybe meals, that kind of thing. But when they get older, they need, different foods. They need to be educated when they grow of age. They need clothes. They need all sorts of things. So financially, apart from making sure your children are financially adequate and being raised properly, we have to think about financially looking after the parents as well. You have too many children, you'll be worrying about making sure your kids have enough to eat and enough to be clothed and all that, but the parents themselves also need the same things as the children. So in this economic situation that we're in now, the prices of goods have gone so high, it's really challenging at the moment. You just go into the shops and just the prices of food, the prices of basic items is just so high. So something to really consider.
Dr. Mary Bagita, now in PNG, people in those years gone by had land to fall back on, but this is no longer the case these days, is it?
Yeah, that's correct, Caroline. At the moment, our PNG population is probably hovering around 10 million plus. And this is in comparison to, 30 years ago. Now, population has more than doubled. It's probably tripled in the last almost 30 years. So, obviously, our land mass is also decreasing because of our high population. So it's an issue, and in PNG, especially when we have also tribal fighting in other provinces, and we have land conflicts in other provinces. We even have land disputes here in the nation's capital. There's so many land issues. We know from our Melanesian culture that land is really important in our cultures, but the more children we have, the less each person, you know, is entitled to land. And of course, those who don't have land are looking for land. Yeah, multiple issues, and land is an important issue. We don't have enough of it to go around with all our people.
And that's Dr. Mary Bagita, pediatrician and gynecologist with the Port Moresby General Hospital in PNG. And she was speaking there with Caroline Terriman.